It is incredibly difficult because when you try and operationalize these ideas, quite often you find that you'll get into the minutiae of a particular situation. So you don't quite know what the research focus ought to be. One obvious problem is that most working environments are many communities of practice rather than a single community of practice. So you have to understand that the working a working context and organization actually is a quite complex array of ill-fitting communities of practice with their own sets of values and so on, and intersect in lots of interesting ways. So what should be the unit of analysis if you're going to undertake research into communities of practice is a very difficult decision. I did some work on analyzing practice within the community of practice of a young teacher in a school. I suddenly realized that was it the school which should be the unit of analysis? Should it be the discipline, which happened to be geography? Should it be young teachers, which should be the unit of analysis? Should it be the context of this teacher coming into a classroom and doing a lesson of about 35 minutes? And you're looking at the knowledge resources she drew upon, the different practices she engaged in managing the class, the interactions. And I suddenly thought, my God, this is not a very easy thing to do, to design a research program around the notion of communities of practice for all those kinds of reasons. So its operationalizability in terms of research design is highly problematic. Erro has talked about his designs on professional knowledge. Wenger talks about it a bit, very anthropological approaches and so on. Then lots of inference after the event, rich description, and then you work it all out later, which is a possibility. But yeah, lots of problems with that.